Jesus sought out John the Baptizer in the wilderness of the Jordan River for the purpose of being baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. Jesus came to John to stand with the repentant sinners, in order to take the place of all who had broken God's law. Jesus had to take on the transgressions of all people, of all times, of all places. To fulfill all righteousness did not mean that Jesus needed to be baptized in accordance with the ceremonial laws given to Moses. It was not like a circumcision or purification when he was 40 days old. This righteousness of God is his declaration that our sins are forgiven, not by our works, but because Jesus took our sins upon himself. There in the waters of Jordan, Jesus was anointed as a sinner to bear the full wrath of God for each transgression. In the Jordan, Jesus became the Christ, the Messiah, as the water was poured over his head. He who needed no repentance took upon himself the sins of which others had repented, and he paid the full price for their transgression. Jesus fulfilled all righteousness on the cross when he cried out, "It is finished." Once and for all time, for all people, the debt of sin was paid in full. This righteousness is offered to you as a gift, freely given because of God's love. May our Lord grant us faith to receive the righteousness fulfilled by Jesus at his baptism, on the cross, and in the empty tomb. Amen.